Hi, I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, and welcome to episode 9. Today's episode is sponsored by the Daily Sharpening Ritual, a free tool you can download at sparkmymuse.com. This is a really useful tool if you'd like to create more awareness in your life and keep a running journal of some of your interior thoughts. Come by and check it out. On the wine segment, it's going to be a little bit different than normal. Sometimes people will say, well, how much wine is too much? How do I know if I'm really drinking too much? And there is a tendency, because wine has these properties that can make us numb out, that we can start to rely on wine or alcohol to essentially medicate ourselves. And so in this wine segment, I'm going to be talking about what moderation really is and how to know when to cut back or completely stop drinking wine. It's kind of the counterintuitive wine segment, but it's important. It's an important one because nothing should be our master like that. No substance or person should be our master. We should be in control of our lives and dependent on others in community to help us be the best kind of people we're going to be. And to depend on God, Alcoholics Anonymous would say depend on our higher power, but to depend on God to sustain us and not on any beverage or any false way of coping. And so essentially drinking in moderation means drinking 2 glasses a day or less. And there should be days when you don't drink anything at all. And what can happen is sometimes you get into a routine. At the end of the day, for dinner, you have a glass of wine, or you have a glass of wine after dinner, and then maybe it becomes 2. Then after a while, your body does adjust, and you don't, 2 doesn't do the same thing for you. It doesn't quite work anymore, and so maybe it goes to 3. The next thing you know, you're polishing off a whole bottle of wine. And really, at the point that you're needing to drink more than 2 glasses, and the key word is needing, you're using wine not for pleasure anymore. You're using it as medication. One of the most helpful things you can do is start to journal why you feel like drinking. If it's not just purely social, and or even if it is, what is the driving factor underneath that desire for wine? Because your body and your brain will become accustomed to it, and you can overdo it. So wine is 5 ounces of serving of wine, 12 ounces is a serving of beer, and 1.5 ounces is an 80 proof distilled spirits, something like vodka. That's a serving of that. So more than that, you should call into question why you're doing it, because it should be something that you're the master of. There's some risks in drinking too much wine. It is hard on your body, especially in hot weather. It has calories that have few nutrients in it. It can, in that case, cause increased obesity rates. You can really do some damage to your liver because your liver is trying to purify your blood. That can cause your liver some duress and some damage. It can disrupt your quality of sleep. It really messes with your REM sleep and doesn't give you the ability to sleep as well if you're drinking too much wine. It will age your body prematurely, and specifically your skin. And you can, because your sleep cycles get messed up, you can have a harder time concentrating in the day. You'll feel dependent on it to soothe yourself. And it can deplete testosterone and give you a loss of sexual response and even in some cases fertility. So if you find yourself drinking when you're tired, lonely, or to soothe yourself, that's a time to just step back. In the next section, we'll talk about a process for creatives. It's a tool that's used by Alcoholics Anonymous to create greater awareness to avoid substance abuse problems, but it's actually a fantastic tool for anybody who just wants to build a better awareness in themselves for personal growth. Today on the Spark My Muse section, I wanted to share with you something I read from Brian Manning. Brian Manning was a Catholic priest and a writer who died last year, and he wrote a lot of books. One of them was called The Wisdom of Tenderness. And in it, he describes a lot of the rough things that happened in his life. He was an alcoholic, and he didn't know it. And he talks about how he came to that conclusion. And he describes some of the things in Alcoholics Anonymous, an organization that has helped millions of people. It's really a fascinating organization. And although I'm not an alcoholic and don't go to Alcoholics Anonymous, I find that their practical spirituality and the transformative healing nature of their organization provides a lot of useful tools for us as we are going through our lives, as we try to create and become better human beings. And Brian Manning is maybe most famous for writing the Ragamuffin Gospel. He had a really stern father who was rough on him, and he attributed those characteristics and qualities to God. As often we do, we attribute negative characteristics of our parents to God, and sometimes, hopefully, sometimes positive ones as well. But Brian Manning goes into this, and he talks about four qualities that make us susceptible to making bad decisions. In the case of Alcoholics Anonymous, it's four qualities that make alcoholics go back to drinking. So I just thought this was just a fantastic tool to avoid problems in our creative lives and really in our whole lives and in our soul care, is to remember this acronym called HALT, H-A-L-T. I had never heard of it before, but it's a great way to remember. HALT means stop. It kind of is a pause for awareness. And the H in HALT stands for hungry. It's not just a hunger for food, although that could be it, but a longing in general. So if you find yourself hungry in some way, refrain from making really important decisions until you're at least aware of your hunger and aware of this need, because we can make just foolish choices based on hunger, not based on the best for us. The second letter is A, angry. If you're stressed or frustrated or angry, can make bad decisions too. For the alcoholic, if you're hungry or angry, you might drink. But for the creative person, when we're hungry or angry, we might go into a creative slump. We might not understand why our creative muse, so to speak, or this ability to co-create with the divine in the process of creation gets stopped up. And the L is lonely, and the T is tired. So lonely is that whole mix, that whole spectrum of feeling rejected or left out or on the sidelines or alone in the world. And sometimes out of pain, we produce fantastic creative art, and some of the best work in the world is probably produced out of a sense of emptiness or loneliness or even loss. But as far as making decisions for our life, loneliness is a really dangerous place to be when you're making big decisions. And T for tired. If we're tired, often even tired from helping others or being otherwise overcommitted, we can be tired in our souls, we can be tired in our bodies, we can be tired in our minds. And from that point, making important decisions becomes this precarious situation that we can get ourselves into trouble when we're tired. I have this rule. I've never sent out a wise email after 10 p.m. at night. I can count
all of the really most stupidest emails I ever sent were somewhere between like 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. So I've made this vow to myself to never do that, and to not go there and not put myself in a position where I'm making stupid decisions just out of pure tiredness. Of course, for people in Alcoholics Anonymous, halt, hungry, angry, lonely, and tired are reasons you can fall back into drinking and substance abuse. But what a powerful tool to also just create our own awareness and see if this method, if halt, is something that you need in your life to take stock of how you're feeling before you make a bad decision. Let me know if it creates more awareness for you in your life.
Subscribe to the podcast and stop by sparkmymuse.com and leave your comments.